This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two British militants believed to be part of an Islamic State group are now in American custody. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
British militants El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Emongkute have been transferred from a detention center in Syria into American custody, according to U.S. officials. The preemptive move was made because of security concerns stemming from Turkey's offensive against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Surviving captives nicknamed El Sheikh and Kute and other British jihadis the Beatles because of their British accents. In 2014 and 2015, the two allegedly were part of a group that beheaded seven American, British, and Japanese journalists and aid workers and a group of Syrian soldiers in videos released to the world. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Donald Trump predicts his impeachment battle with House Democrats will wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. The president spoke to reporters on Wednesday. This is a day after the White House said that it is refusing to participate in the Democratic-led inquiry and to whether he should be impeached. Mr. Trump said he did not say exactly what House leaders must do if they want his cooperation, but he said he would cooperate if they give us our rights and Republicans get a fair shake. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden and current Democratic presidential frontrunner, for the first time, joined the call by Democrats to impeach Mr. Trump.
We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
Mr. Trump replied by saying Biden is falling like a rock. I don't think he's going to make it, the president said in an apparent reference to Biden's recent slippage in the polls. He has accused Biden of corruption, alleging that when he was vice president, he threatened to withhold loan guarantees to Ukraine unless the government stops investigating a gas company for which Biden's son Hunter had a seat. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors in Germany have assumed control of an investigation into the shooting deaths of two people in the city of Halle. The country's federal prosecutors handle cases involving possible terrorism and national security. The shooting occurred Wednesday near a synagogue in a Turkish kebab restaurant. A heavily armed man tried to enter the synagogue as about 80 people were inside observing Yom Kippur, one of the holiest days on the Jewish calendar. When he was unable to get inside, he shot a woman on the street and then another person inside the kebab shop. At one point, California power company Pacific Gas and Electric said it would shut off power to as many as 2 million customers as the company's way of reducing the possibility of sparks causing devastating wildfires in a region that is particularly prone during the current dry season. The move affects 34 counties in California. PG&E executive Sameet Singh says the utility has been able to restore power to a limited number of customers.
In the interest of public safety, to minimize the impact and disruption to our customers, we have identified limited areas where we could safely energize sections by reconfiguring our electrical system.
California has had a history of wildfires that cost billions of dollars in damages, rebuilding and insurance claims, and of course, the loss of life. Last year's Camp Fire was the biggest and deadliest wildfire in California's history, destroying almost 19,000 structures and killing 86 people. On the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection list of California's most destructive wildfires, 8 of the 20 infernos are from the past 2 weeks. According to Reuters, 104 people have been killed in Iraq arrests. More than 6,000 people have been wounded. That's according to an Interior Ministry spokesman. The price of electricity jumped an alarming 320% in Zimbabwe on Wednesday as the country continues to spiral into the worst economic crisis in more than a decade. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority, also known as ZERA, said it had approved the request by the national power company to increase the rate from 38 Zimbabwe cents per kilowatt hour to 162 Zimbabwe cents. The price hike was a second in 3 months. In August, ZERA approved the price hike of 400%. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.